I will continue to meet with community to listen. My focus as mayor will remain on how we work to make Seattle a model for addressing the inequities that the pandemic and these last 2 weeks have made impossible to deny. Cal Anderson Park and Capitol Hill have been for decades a place for free speech and community. I've been going to Capitol Hill for almost 50 years and have demonstrated, hung out, and been with community many, many times. I just want to say, I know there's the acronym that it is now the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. I got news for people. It's been autonomous my whole lifetime. And anybody who knows and loves Capitol Hill knows that to be true. I want to make clear that for myself and for the city and for Chief Best, the First Amendment rights of residents must be protected and protesters must feel safe when they express their First Amendment rights. Over the past few days, we've had peaceful demonstrations across the city. We had an amazing demonstration in Rainier Beach and Othello, where thousands turned out. We expect additional marches and a strike tomorrow led by Black Lives Matter. Chief Best, Chief Scoggins, the Seattle Department of Transportation Director, our Director of Office of Economic Development, and the Director of Seattle Public Utilities have been on site on Capitol Hill since 6 a.m. today, since 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, making sure that community is safe, talking to protesters, talking to residents, and coming up with a plan for Capitol Hill going forward.